you, brothers and sisters in Christ. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead is a historical fact and the chief object of the Christian faith. Now, faith is a belief in things that are above and beyond reason, but not contrary to reason. As Hebrews tells us, the letter of Hebrews, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Our Christian faith is based on events that actually happened, and from the testimony of eyewitnesses we know, and we believe that their testimony is trustworthy. Just a couple of points on the facts that we learn of. Now, the women, when they appeared at the tomb, witnessed something that the guards also witnessed. There was an earthquake, the stone was rolled away, and there was an empty tomb. The story concocted by the chief priests is illogical, and St. Augustine points this out. Wretched craftiness, says St. Augustine, do you give us witnesses who were asleep? Now, these guards are the cream of the crop. They're Caesar's crack troops, and the Pharisees and scribes are asking them to say, we were asleep when all of this happened. And how could they possibly anyway be asleep and be witnesses and say that it was the disciples of Christ who came and stole the body if they were sleeping? Do you give us witnesses who were asleep? It is you who are really asleep if this is the only kind of explanation you have to offer. Besides this, the apostles had fled in fear after the crucifixion. They were not around to steal a body, even if they could and even if they wanted to. Also, the first witnesses to the resurrection are women, and this is stated very explicitly in the gospel. However, at that time in Palestine, the testimony of women was inadmissible. They couldn't be witnesses in a Jewish court. And yet their witness is the one. So it's, if it were not a miraculous and true event, and somebody was fabricating a story that they hoped would be believed, they would not make women the first witnesses to the resurrection. And the fact that the priests bribe the guards is yet another indication that they are lying, because if the guards were telling the truth about this, they wouldn't need to be paid if the story was true. We could spend a lot of time talking about the refusal of the scribes and Pharisees to finally, let their hard hearts soften. The promised Messiah has fulfilled his promise. He's risen from the dead. All of these things were predicted, and only a divine person could work the resurrection. But they don't believe. However, the factual nature of the resurrection is one that St. Pius X said was provable, was proven and is provable. And logic indicates that, in fact, it happened. However, our Lord, by his own design, wanted it to be known, or he appeared to only some. And it's by design that we and all of the rest of the world know of the resurrection through the testimony of witnesses, because only that way can it require faith of us to believe. If it was simply, if there was photographs of it, or if there was, if everybody saw it and there was no contest to this story, then it wouldn't require faith. However, faith is required. Without faith, we cannot please God, as it says in the letter to the Hebrews. So though the resurrection is a fact, it's unique in history, it is not contrary to reason, but it is beyond our experience, and it requires faith. And this is the logic of him who saved us by dying on the cross and proved to us his divinity by rising again. Brothers and sisters, our faith is one that is reasonable and one that has, there is no good reason not to believe. As we heard in the gospel today, the chief priests who denied it had to pay. Well, they didn't deny it. They just lied about it, because if they denied it themselves, they wouldn't have to pay the guards to lie. They could just say it didn't happen. So with this logic of faith, brothers and sisters, as we prayed, we welcome into the church those who have been baptized on Easter this year, and we pray for so many others who yet don't know Christ and don't know the hope of the resurrection that makes our earthly existence and all the suffering here sensible, because there's something better that awaits us. But our Lord wants us to show our love for him and our belief, our faith, and our willingness to follow him even to the cross. And so let us pray, brothers and sisters, for this grace to hold on to that hope and to give witness to this faith, which is credible, which is reasonable, and which saves us. Praise be Jesus and Mary.